Hello.
Wow, Keith, that was kind of embarrassing.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's about, what are we going from?
12 seconds?
It was about a good 12 seconds.
10 seconds?
10 seconds. All right. All right, well, fuck it. He's out of breath. I'm going to say, welcome to Bar Talk. I am Beamer.
And I'm DJ K.
And we're coming from you, coming from Tomfoolery's in the beautiful Middletown, Delaware. The freshly snowed, freshly white fields of Middletown, Delaware. And we're not talking about the good cocaine shit.
Yeah, yes, we're Middletown, Delaware, here at Tomfoolery's Restaurant and Bar. And here in Delaware, for those who did not really comprehend what Beamer was just saying, that we got hit by a winter snowstorm. So a lot of people are snowed in. A lot of people, well, not really snowed in, but just iced in.
Iced in, yeah.
Drifted in.
Yes, if we have snow any drifts. If we have any fans in Russia, you're going to laugh and point at us and call us a bunch of...
Oh, yeah, you're going to laugh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Russia and our international, we do actually, believe it or not, we do have some international listeners, and
yes, Keith, I will try now, and please bear with me if you are listening from any one of these countries. I am going to try this for the first time on the computer. I mean this, and I mean it in saying hello, but as the same is going to be. First off, so are they. To our Thai fans.
So what day?
So what day? Meow. To our Chinese listeners.
Meow.
Meow. Salam alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Salaam salam, my brother.
Salaam salam. That is to our Saudi fellowship. Sabah al. Well, I apologize. Sabah al kar.
Sabah al kar.
To our friends in the Arab Emirates. And then to the white people in England, hello.
Hello, mate.
No, mate.
Mate? Hello. Oh, no, that's
hello.
Australia.
Hello.
Hello, governor.
Yeah. Okay. I know we speak the same language, but when I put in...
What is governor over in England? What did I say? Hello, governor.
Oh, it's just a... Sir, possibly, I don't know.
Okay.
I live in Delaware. I don't know exactly.
And to our people in the United States, welcome to Bar Talk. What's up? For those who are listening for the first time, it's Beamer and DJK, and we are two guys in a bar, and basically it's just bar talk. We're talking about things that people talk about in a bar. We are recording live in a bar, Tomfoolery's restaurant and bar, Middletown, Delaware, as we said before, and it's bar talk. That's about it.
We talk about bars, and we drink at the bar, and then we talk. I'm sorry. Just had a couple too many drinks at the bar.
Yeah, we are drinking. This is real stuff here. So
We want to make sure this is clear in case anybody hasn't heard before. We are drinking, and we are going to do our ceremonial opening.
Yeah, we're going to say welcome to Bar Talk. We're going to kick it off with our, like you said, our ceremonial ritual of a drink.
That's good. I'm gonna have to do another one.
There we go. <It's good. laughs> All right. I'm gonna let you guys know right now. We were here since a couple hours. We've been here for a few hours before we even started, so we're kind of tuned up and ready to go.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to talk about on this show. So I'll always say this every time. Please feel free to grab your drink, pull up a seat, sit back, and get ready for Bar Talk. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get right into it. So once again, welcome to Bar Talk. Got We got our glasses filled, and we're ready to jump right into this. One thing I'm not eating.
I'm starving.
I'm starving. We're in a bar. I'm usually eating and drinking. Right now, I'm just drinking.
Are you doing this in protest to not getting into the Wing Bowl?
No, not in protest. I'm doing this because I just didn't place an order yet. I don't know if the kitchen is open yet.
Or closed. We have another 40 minutes.
So. Okay, I'll grab some. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we got a lot we want to talk about here. One thing first, I'm going to dive right into a couple things. Let me just say this, man. I've been around for a while. My only vice right now, I don't smoke tobacco or any other things, but my only vice right now is alcohol. I'm not going to say I haven't partaked in anything else before, but
I've got a couple vices, and yes, alcohol would be the major one. Okay. But yes.
Now, I just found this out, and this is really amazing. Kids now are into some things now that are just really amazing.
Oh, which one?
I'm not even going to say amazing. Okay, right now.
Oh, no, kids, you didn't. Okay.
Kids, when I say kids, I mean children, middle school. We got children and teens are now resorting to different things to get high. You know, I remember sneaking a beer. I remember sneaking to smoke some weed. That was like a big deal. Even a cigarette. Oh, remember,
he's so secret about it. He's really quiet when he says it.
I'm whispering now. like I'm hiding from my mom or somebody. Yeah. I don't want it to hear. Okay, but look. kids now, and this is crazy. They are taking Smarties candy.
Okay.
Smarties. I love Smarties. Smarties candy, they're grinding it up in the powder, and they're snorting it like cocaine. I mean, they're laying down lines and just are killing it. Smarties. Now, I don't know. They don't really get anything from it. There's not really a... medically or scientifically, there's not a high.
They said that there's some response coming from it. And I think it's more of the headache and more of like,
what happens is,
it's more the impression of, oh my God, I can feel it in my head. So
see, it gets, when it's powdery like that, it's hard. You get infections in your lungs
because it's not the sugar. It's whatever else powders in there. Yeah.
Their nose bleeds, of course, because when it's still, the candy is like in rocks, where it still cuts. So you get bleeding in your nose, your nasal passage. People get allergic reactions. They're getting a smoker's cough because it's powdery.
Right.
But here's one thing that really struck me weird.
I get the pink lung, Dad. The pink lung.
They said you can get...
Come on, baby.
Nothing. Cricket. They said they can get... This is really amazing here. Nose wedged maggots.
I'm not denying that. I'm just trying to hold the moment back in.
So, say you have pieces or portions of the candy, just little pieces of it in your nasal passage. Technically, they said a fly can get in because flies are attracted to sugar, and maggots can grow inside. Hold up! How the hell are you not going to know a fly?
So, what happens if you eat a fly? A spider sense it and go down your throat and then lay eggs and and spider webs know. And. I remember in middle school, I think I heard a story of somebody, having a spider inside of them, and then they cut it open, and a bunch of spider babies came out.
Yeah, I knew somebody who swallowed a watermelon seed, and they had a baby. What the hell are you talking about?
Shut up right now.
He said, I'm going to shut up right now.
I'm going to be good.
Okay, now...
I know her. She was a friend of mine, and she died, actually, because... The watermelon grew so big.
Here's another thing that they're doing.
What else are they doing, Keith?
Nutmeg.
Oh, shit, no. God, that's horrible. Actually, nutmeg, you can...
They are snorting it and eating... They're snorting it, one, because it's in a powdery form.
From what I saw on a cooking TV show at one point in time, they said, be careful not to inhale. They were cooking and... They threw nutmeg and then they lit it up with alcohol. And they said, be careful not to inhale it because a nutmeg can cause a hallucinogenic kind of effect.
I used to sniff flour. So what did I do? I turned out fine.
But you were shitting bricks then, out there, right?
Yeah. It looked like pancake batter.
Yeah.
Kids.
No, I mean, I got chlamydia. No, you don't. You're just pissing out pancake batter, baby.
They're snorting. They're snorting nutmeg, and they're eating it. You know, just pull raw form. You're like, You know, but.
There's nutmeg, I mean.
Okay, here's another one. Catnip.
All right, I'm not gonna lie. I've grown up at different times of my life. I have a cat now. I've tried catnip. It don't do shit.
You smoked it?
No, I didn't smoke it. No.
You tried catnip? Chew? What do you mean, like big league chew? You put it under your chicken gums?
Just tasted the shit like it was an herb. Like it was any fucking herb that you would ever cook with. You know what I mean? I didn't.
You know what? I honestly believe you because you got a really nice coat. Your beard has a nice sheen to it.
Yeah.
Your whiskers are growing in very well.
Yeah, that's all good. I'm about to spit some fucking urine out of my ass fucking to mark you right now, motherfucker. All right.
Well, if it seems that, I started from the top with, you know, the shock value with Smarties, kind of went down a little bit with nutmeg, and then I go catnip. You go, this is getting really boring. Okay, now here's the creme de la creme of what these kids are doing here. Are you ready for this? Alcohol tampons.
Interesting, because
that moment of silence is what I got when I first read it. Alcohol tampons.
I mean,
you're probably sitting there trying. Let me just read it first.
I don't want you to, because I don't even want to imagine any guys that have alcohol tampons are doing with them.
They're soaking tampons. They're shoving them in their vodka asses. And other alcohol products and inserting them into their bodies in order to get drunk.
What part of their bodies?
Well, into their bodies. Many teenagers are doing this before going to school so they can feel drunk in class without actually drinking the alcohol and getting caught. And my first question is the same thing that popped into your mind. Well, you know where the female is going to put it. Where's the guy putting it? I'm saying like this. Look.
We live in a different world nowadays. I mean, you know, you go back 20 years.
You want to get high off candy? Just eat it.
Yeah.
You want to see kids getting high? Halloween.
Well, that's the problem.
They're bouncing off the ceiling.
They were mainlining fucking, you know, Captain Crunch and, you know, Cookie Crisp and, you know, everything that we did too. But the parents weren't caring. They were just like, oh, this is healthy cereal because it's got a thumbprint on the thing saying, oh, we're healthy. It's 6 pounds of sugar in a box of fucking 12 ounces of cereal.
Never wanted to shove a jawbreaker in my ass. I'm going to get right now. If I wanted that sugar high, I ate it normally. I took it to the head.
Well, you didn't say anything about the everlasting gobstopper, did you, motherfucker?
That's a little bit different. All right. Don't worry about where that went.
Especially Willy Wonka, where it was like it was like that spiky Willy Wonka gobstopper.
Yeah, snorting, but the Smarties thing, that's... Fuck sorting.
I mean, that's just dumb.
They
stupid.
Need to stop showing fucking Scarface on TV.
Yes. I know somebody did when I was in middle school. He sniffed a line of salt because he thought he was going to be cool in the cafeteria, and the only thing it did was make us all laugh because he almost shit his pants because he was in so much pain from.
Okay, but it did not become an epidemic where everyone was doing it.
No.
I mean, at some point, I mean, I knew these kids.
Well, the internet was not really that prevalent.
Kids are impressionable, but Jesus Christ, you don't sniff candy. Come on, man.
I'm telling you, man, the world's changing, and it's not a good way.
No, I believe the children are the future. Not if they're snorting Smarties. Not too smart. It's, ironically, something called Smarties.
Yeah, and you're a real dum-dum. Sorry, lollipop.
That was actually... The delivery was a little off, but yeah. Smarties, dum-dum. Yeah, I got a touch on that.
You know what? You got to give it good and plenty on that one.
Yeah, it was a good effort. Now, I'm a comedian for those who don't know, but there's something there. I might can work with that
one. You missed good and plenty on that one, too.
Good and plenty. It went right by me. All right, you're on a roll.
I'm just being a smarty here, man. It's all good.
No, you referenced it twice. Dum-dum.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a nerd. Oh, he did that. Yes, he did. I was hoping you were going to call me on that.
All right. Okay. All right.
I'll be jolly, and should we take a breaker?
Okay, now.
You're done. All right, I'm so done. Anyway, as to our people that I want to say hello to, what else you got in your mind, Keith, or should,
Oh, man. Well, you know what else is going on, too, man? Okay, this is a total different topic. I got to jump into sports real quick, too. And then let me jump into my thing here. And then
part of sports?
Well, football. Let me preface it by saying this. I love playing football. Football is my number one favorite sport. I loved playing it. Played in high school. I had a brother who played pro ball for a while. We're a football family. A little bit of college here. Football family. The way the game has changed now is getting really weird. They're doing all these rule changes. A lot of people are saying the big joke that everyone uses that, oh, next you know it's going to be flag football. You can't touch anybody, can't hit anybody, can't do this or that.
Can't murder nobody. Yeah. Can't, yeah.
But here's the thing about the game, before I get to anything else. The players now are bigger, stronger, and faster. If you really look at, take a team from back in the 70s.
Kanye West on? Bigger,
take a team back in the 70s, and you know, like that, like for example, linemen back then were like 210 pounds. If you were 200 pounds, you were a lineman. Now,
these guys were 210 pounds.
These guys were like 300 pounds. I'm just saying, it's totally different.
Yeah,
you had linemen, 40 yard dash, who would run a 40 yard dash in like 5 seconds. But now linemen now are running like 4 second 40s. Mm-hmm. You got linemen who
are 400 plus pounds.
Who are as fast as freaking receivers.
High threes.
So the game is quicker, faster, you know, and the players are a lot stronger. You got more kids coming out of high school who literally are having these NFL grown men bodies. And I'm not saying it's society. So that it just happens. It's just evolving. But the rules are changing. They're worried about concussions. And I know I'm boring you at this point.
No, you're
They're
good.
Worried about concussions and everything like that. You can't hit a certain way. You know, it's all these different rules and stuff like that. They're worried about they want to eliminate kickoffs. Oh, they say that's the most dangerous because more players get hurt on a kickoff. No, they do not. It's a very, very small percentage. That's almost like people saying who are afraid to fly because they think it's so dangerous, but yet flying in an airplane is the safest mode of transportation statistically. So what I'm getting at here, all these rule changes, one thing that's going on, and this says nothing about players' health.
No, they don't care about players' health.
Yeah.
They care about players' health when players start going and saying, wait a minute,
Yeah. Well,
this is not right.
What's happening is all these rule changes are a result of the league getting sued. That's all this is about. It's all about money. When a player, a running back, can't lower his head without getting a penalty because they're saying he puts his head down, it's going to be head-to-head contact, it's going to be a concussion. Years later, when the player retires, he's going to sue the league and get a shitload of money. That's what this is all about. Players suing. I look at it like this. If you get millions of dollars in your contract, that's like you're getting paid to put your body on the line. If you're a fireman, there's a chance you may get burnt up and die in a fire. If you're a policeman, there's a chance you may get shot. But you know what? You get paid, you assume the risk, and you take that job. If you're a running back,
I can agree with you.
There's a chance your knee is going to get blown up, or you're going to have
headaches. That's different. I mean, but like
you signed up for that.
A knee injury, something like that, I can agree with you. Getting shot, getting caught up in a fire, you know, as a player, I can understand it too. I mean,
it's called occupational hazard.
But I don't see that getting shot or burning up in a fire would be, you know, relevant when it comes to them playing on the field, of course. But you know, out in their fucking real life, you know, when they're millionaires sitting there in their houses, they're targets. And we understand that. I understand what you're talking about.
But
at the same time, when it comes down to head injuries, and I have a major issue with the head injuries, because they basically, they went through for years and years and years, and they would get doctors' opinions of what was going on. And when they said, well, these people have a lot of problems, and they really, you know,
I know
this is not good. you need to go and you need to start being proactive about it. And then they just fucking paid him off and said, well, you've already gone and signed communication agreement, so you can't say anything. And they did this. They know that they did this.
Go ahead.
That's the sad thing about it, is because the guys that, you know, we live in a period now, and for the last, 5-10 years, that, okay, yes, we can say that they know a lot more of this. But it's the guys that 15-20 years ago that are coming up now, and they don't know where they're at. They don't know what's going on. They, you know, there's a difference between, can't walk because my knee's fucked up, or I can't talk because my fucking brain's screwed up.
Let me say this. I don't care if it was in 1900, 1980, or 2013. I'm going to use a different sport. I'm going to say baseball. You're a pitcher. Guess what your best pitch is? A fastball. How long is your career going to be if all you throw is fastballs? Then at the end of your 5 years, just say you go 5 years. End of 5 years, your arm is shot from throwing a fastball. Now you want to sue the league because you say, because I had to throw this fastball, my arm is shot, I got nerve damage, and this or that. So you know what the league will start doing? Just say all these pitchers. I'm just saying. Wait. It's hypothetical. Let me finish. Say all these pitchers who throw fastballs are going to say, you know what? I'm having these arm problems because I'm expected to throw 100 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour. And now I got nerve damage in my arm. I can't do this. They sue the league. All it takes is one or two people to get a shitload of money. You know what they're going to do? They're going to say, you only get 3 fastballs per inning or something like that.
Come on. That's
it seems like an extreme example, but it's true. It's like that in football. A receiver now, a defender, you can't touch him.
But you're not saying you can't throw the ball to him. I mean, if you're saying you can't throw a fastball. No, you said you can't throw a fastball, that's limiting.
I said limit the number of fastballs.
And they're limiting the number of concussions you can have in one game.
Okay, what's the purpose of the game? If you're running the ball to tackle them,
not to get concussions.
To hit them, it's going to happen.
I understand. That's understandable. Okay. But at the same time, when they get hurt and they have a concussion, you take them the fuck out of the game. That's it.
Fine.
That's it. That's fine. The biggest point. Okay. They've done it this. In years past.
Why not allow steroids?
Well, because steroids do a lot of fucking damage to your liver.
To who?
To the person. The individual uses it.
If the individual wants to damage himself, they voluntarily do it?
I mean, we don't live in a world that it's like, in this country, we don't live in a world that say, well, you know what? If it's only going to do damage to themselves, why not let them fucking use fucking heroin?
True.
Why not let them use, you know, there's a difference between drugs and going and actually getting, you know, your head hit so hard that it causes a bruise on your brain because your brain rattles in your head.
Wait a minute. You're doing something where you know the risk is there.
Yeah.
If you're a policeman.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know that you can get shot and killed.
That's fine. But
if you're a fireman,
but back in the day, the guys, the reason.
They knew it back then.
They didn't go and stop any. They didn't have any kind of preventative care. The doctors on the sideline, the coaches, they said, "How many fingers am I holding up?"
You're doing,
I don't
hindsight.
Know, three.
You're doing hindsight.
But that's what they're doing
you're
right
doing
now.
Hindsight.
They're doing
at the
hindsight.
Time.
They're doing hindsight work right now. They're making sure that they don't have to deal with hindsight again.
Okay.
They're leveling out the field.
You're absolutely correct. So if you're sticking by that, then you cannot be upset with any rule change. You can't say, oh, that's bull, that they can't hit.
Oh, it pisses me. It pisses me off as a fan, but I understand why they do it.
Doesn't make sense. No, I don't agree, because you know what? That's the risk. You're a stock car racer. If you crash, are you going to blame the sport because they allowed your car to go a certain miles? That's why the sport is like they put those restrictors on there. No, we don't want them going that fast. Somebody's going to be in a car crash, and they're going to sue. We are a sue-happy country and nation. That's how we are.
I don't.
You're a skydiver, you skydive, and then you fucking crash. You're going to sue the parachute people. We are not made to fucking jump out of planes.
What are you talking about? I was made to fly. I believe I could fly.
But anyway, what did this whole tirade? What is the point of all this? Well, they're trying to change the game again. Roger Goodell suggested removing the PAT, the extra point, after a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with health. This has nothing to do with steroids or anything else speeding up the game. The sole reason is because he thinks it's useless because the extra point is basically an automatic thing. It's almost like if you score a touchdown, you might as well give him 7 points instead of six because it's so automatic. So he was to eliminate that altogether.
Alright.
Basically it's like 99%.
We did
99.99% of extra points are made.
Keith and I did discuss this at a different point of time, and him and I did come to the agreement that yes, this is stupid, this is bullshit, because there's a good reason behind it. And even if you kind of change the rule and say, okay, instead of kicking it from, what, the 7-yard line or 10-yard line, whatever it is that they're kicking it from.
What, an extra point? From the 2.
Yeah, but where it's actually snapped and held.
Yeah, but the ball is set at the 2-yard line.
Set at the 2, and it's a 7-yard difference, you know, through the line and everything. If you set it back, say, to the 15-yard line, well, that's gonna make them probably stop kicking in a lot of situations and taking a 2-point conversion. And for our fans that are not in the United States and have no idea what football is, it's a game where they throw the ball with their hands and they don't kick it with their feet.
He said throw the ball with their hands.
And they don't kick it with their feet. So anyway, if that does come to fruition that basically, you know, we're gonna go. And instead of, you know, extending, and so it's not instantaneous, it's not a guarantee, if it's just, okay, yeah, you got an extra point.
Move it back?
I'd say move it back.
No.
But if you move it back, you have a 2-point conversion anyway that people are going to go for. And that's a different show. That's sports talk.
That's not even an issue.
But, I mean, if
he needs to stop.
I don't disagree. People go and they get pissed off because it's an extra couple of seconds, it's a couple extra commercial breaks, and that's why they're getting pissed off about it. And it's not because of the point after. If they did the point after, boom, 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 it'd be a different situation. He wants more time, more advertising, more money. He wants to go and be able to, you know.
They think it's a pointless thing.
It's a dumb thing.
Here's something else I think is pointless. The Pro Bowl. The NFL Pro Bowl. Now, do we continue with that or do we not continue with it? Who cares about it? Ratings are down because basically they're
ratings
playing.
Ratings aren't down. Ratings have been down since.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying.
They went down in 1986.
But again, it's the time frame. The times have changed. Back in the day, you still watched it. Because you've seen your best.
Yeah.
I used to love watching the Pro Bowl.
I did.
A lot of people. But I'm just saying, for the most part, it's been around because people watched it. Over the years, it has declined. People don't want to see, you know, two-hand touch and all that stuff. You know?
Yeah,
and they even changed that. Whoa.
Oh,
we got to have an interruption here real quick. We have a special guest who probably will remain silent. We have our general manager for the evening.
Generalist manager.
How do you say a female general manager?
General manager, probably. I'm thinking that's one of those things.
HBIC, do you say that? Is that that's bad? That's bad. Look, she says no.
Damn it, I'm taking
this back. Well, anyway, we have the beautiful, lovely Sarah, and this
is Sarah. Smile. No, different song.
We got Sarah here, and she's our general manager. For the evening, and she's new to Tom Fullery's here in Middletown, Delaware. Let's give her a round of applause, all right?
Thank you.
She speaks. She says she wouldn't speak.
She was not going to speak.
All right. She was gracious enough to bring us a drink here.
Bring us our sponsored bar drink. And
I have to say, it's not my kryptonite.
This is not your kryptonite.
Right. We all know that...
vagina is his kryptonite. Fireball is his kryptonite. Yes.
Fireball's a kryptonite. But now, feels like, smells like... Wait a minute. Tastes like a Jaeger bomb.
Hold on.
Beamer's putting it behind his ears like it's a cologne.
I'm not going to make you a liar, man.
There's some drunk chick at the bar that'll fall for it.
All the females.
Hey, girl, what you doing? You smell my ear? What's going on, Jaeger bomb? Yeah.
See, if I had my chicken wings, I could have got some, just put some barbecue sauce and bam. Look, he's looking. I won't even say anything.
I'm not even going to say anything.
All right.
I love Keith too
much. Welcome aboard.
Thank
welcome to Top Floors. Welcome to Bar Talk.
Welcome to the fun dynamic of Wednesday night and Bar Talk.
All right, and again, she
did not bring a drink for herself. What the fuck?
No, she's new. She gotta get her feet wet. They probably got cameras everywhere watching her.
She could have had a water.
You know, big brother's watching at
she
some point.
She literally could have had a water. She could have had an empty glass.
Water or water? Where you?
Water.
Water? Okay.
Water.
All right. So anyway.
I know I live in the sticks, but I consider it water. And I consider it water, actually. You know. Yeah. I think.
Beamer is the white guy.
Yes.
DJK is the black guy.
What do you call it?
Just throwing it out there.
What do you call it?
The what?
What do you call it?
It's water.
It's water. See, water's not hood.
W-O-O-D-E-R.
Water. Water's not hood, man.
It's water.
Water's redneck.
All right, so we're going to have our little shot here.
We'll do a, our...
Here's the Sarah.
Here's the Sarah.
And our first cheers. Bar Talk appearance. All right, cheers. Yeah. All right. Cheers.
So. Woo.
She's very thirsty.
It tastes like I just licked a sweetheart's ass.
Woo, I'm ready to do lines of smarties. Yeah, let's crunch them up and get to work.
Oh, my God.
It's good, man.
All right. So that's how we do a bar talk here, man. We're live in the bar. Tom Fuller is Middletown, Delaware.
Do you want another beer?
Oh, we love you. Yes.
Well, I would take one, too, if you don't mind.
I'll take a fresh one.
I'm going to sip on bananas.
All right. So,
anyway.
Hey, we're in a bar.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's how we roll. So...
Anyway, so we're talking about
the Pro Bowl. Okay, for the most part, ratings have in the Pro Bowl, NFL Pro Bowl have declined. No one cares. You can't rush the quarterback. There's no blitzing. You don't block an extra point.
But there are blitzes.
Yeah. I think it's just man to man to have some excitement. No one really tackles really hard. And now they even changed it to where, and a lot of players just take it as a free vacation. They get paid to go to the Pro Bowl. They get there, and what do? They don't do anything. They get a check. I just want to play
plays. I got paid $20,000 to go to Hawaii.
So they're saying, what can we do? Now, they did make one change. They go, let's not make it after the Super Bowl because players are like, look, I'm shut down. I'm done. I'm not doing nothing. So they said, we'll do it before the Super Bowl. Which sucks because if you have players who are in the Super Bowl.
They're not going to play, so the players that are playing are shut down because their season ended weeks before that.
So, here's my suggestion, my idea, and we're gonna.
Okay.
I gave Beamer a slight indication of it, but here's my plan here about the Pro Bowl to make it better. I don't like this new thing where they have Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders doing like fantasy football, all Madden style, where they can pick anybody. There's no NFC, AFC. You can pick anybody.
And for our foreign listeners. Jerry Rice and Deion Sanders were popular football players. Yes.
So, so they can just pick whoever they want. You can have AFC, NFC players on the same team and this and that. So, my thing is the NHL, National Hockey League, MLB, Major League Baseball, and the NBA, they all have an all-star break. They have an actual all-star break where halfway through the season.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Sarah, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sarah.
She did a nice little refill of beers.
They actually have halfway through their seasons an all-star break. One of the advantages of the all-star break is that you get time off so your bodies can heal, rest, or whatever. Like in baseball, it's just a weekend. Basketball, it's the same thing. It's weekends. Hockey's a weekend too, right?
Yes.
Basically, it's a weekend, but for that week...
It's a long week.
Basically, you have a week off, which is great. If your team is lucky enough to have bye weeks, it kind of extends. Players get the rest. If you're in it, the actual All-Star games in baseball, what they do is... that started to get a little boring because players didn't go all out. The winner of the All-Star game, whichever league wins, they have home field advantage during the World Series. Which makes the players go out a little bit more. In basketball, there's not really any incentives other than you get to put on a show.
I could be wrong, and I apologize.
There's no defense.
I'm a hockey fan, but I'm thinking there's home ice advantage when it comes down to the playoffs and hockey also.
Yeah, I really don't know. But in basketball, the highlight is that fuck. I mean, the guys, they don't play defense. They can wear whatever sneaks they want. A lot of them, you got to stick with the sneak with the team color. So it's always a big showcase of sneaks.
Yeah.
Of whatever sneakers they're wearing. And guys get to do their tricks and they, all kinds of alley-oops. Not much defense. But the only time it gets exciting is if in a fourth quarter, if it so happens to be close, the guys actually get together and go, fuck it, let's win this. Let's whip their ass. Because then their pride kicks in. So that's the only good that happens every once in a while. Now in football, my suggestion is, look, do a halfway point. Same thing. Halfway through the season, right, they get a week off. Well, in football, it's every week. You get a week off anyway. So they would get, they would actually get 2 weeks during, so during the break. Halfway through the season. Off. If you're lucky enough, schedules fluctuate. At some point, you will actually have 2 weeks off. Players' bodies get the rest. You know, if you have a, you say you tweak a hamstring, you twist an ankle, you get an extra week to heal from it. Your body's not taking that damage. You have a, if you're in it, you don't go all out. They haven't been going all out anyway. Have different skills competitions like they do in hockey. Baseball has a home run derby. Basketball has a three-point competition, a slam dunk. In football, let's have like a defender and a receiver go one-on-one, you know. Different things like that.
Yeah, in basketball, you also have the rookie
Have a rookie game, sophomore game. So,
I mean, football. I've seen enough shows. I've seen enough things. I mean, you're gonna have the quarterbacks go out there and do the skills challenges when you know they have those little carts going across the field and you got to throw hit a target.
It back, but don't do this bullshit
40-yard dashes for
fantasy football. And Deion Sanders.
We talked about this. Best of three. You know, for the fastest guy in the league. Find out who the fucking fastest guy in the league is.
We were talking about, like, at the beginning, during the NFL combines, when they're testing the players and doing all different things.
When I was 4 years younger, I was the fastest guy in the league. No. Guy in the league right now?
That's
go out there, best of three fucking races. You do a breakdown system. You're going to have everybody race against each other and have the two fastest guys race against each other. Sue's the fastest. People would watch.
We can save the league, man.
We watch the combine.
Fuck Deion and Jerry. They need Beamer and DJK. We're going to save the league. That's what we're going to do.
But you got to give Roger Goodell.
Before we take a break.
No, hold on. Before we take a break,
get a room.
I do want to say that, you know, mind the Pro Bowl. We do have coming up in 2 weekends from now, the Super Bowl.
Right.
And this is just a quick conversation of. Just what's going on with the Super Bowl? You know, the Super Bowl. It's right now. It's San Francisco. I don't know. Wow, God, Lord! It's Seattle and Denver, and they're playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, I decided to look it up. Just the idea of today,
right?
You know, the 22nd or whatever it is, and 21st, 22nd today,
right?
How much tickets were to go to the Super Bowl?
Okay,
because I was going to do something nice if they were cheap. If I could find a cheap one and surprise Keith and say, fuck it, we're going to New York and we're going to watch the Super Bowl.
You would do that for me?
Not with these prices.
Okay.
Not with these prices.
Man would do something for me.
What?
Okay. In case you don't know, special guest, he's back. Black Chris is in the building.
Chris Carey, how you doing? So for the nosebleed section, I mean, literally the top. Top. I mean, you're getting that fucking suntan on the top of your head from the fucking lights above you.
How much is it?
$2,275.
Say it again!
$2,275.
Are you serious?
Now, mind you, I'm not shitting you. This is the fucking cheapest tickets you can get. The cheapest fucking tickets you can get right now are almost $2,500. American. So you do the math every other country.
Pesos.
At the MetLife Stadium?
At the MetLife Stadium. Mind you, it's probably going to be about negative 36 degrees blowing into your face the entire time.
And you can't tailgate.
No. Oh, no. And parking, the cheapest parking ticket that I found was $280 to park your car at the fucking stadium.
Where's that on the turnpike?
$280.
That's on the turnpike?
$280. All right.
That would be like 5 million yen.
Now, I realized that cheap nosebleed
280 to park?
$280 a part, yes.
You paying $2,500 for a ticket.
You ain't worried about fucking $280.
Worried about $200.
Okay, they have shuttles.
But they have shuttles. I ain't looking at all that. Just the same thing.
I'll take a cab.
I wasn't going to spend $5,000 for you when I had to go watch a football game. No offense.
You really would do that for me?
If it was less than fucking $5,000, shit.
How much would you pay for me?
I don't know, $200?
$200?
Yeah.
Oh, now, wait, I wouldn't have to cuddle with you afterwards, would you?
Nah, nah.
Okay, all right.
That was a little weird. They talk about football
things. You're going to have to pay for the strip club. I mean, But the highest
level. That is unbelievable.
The highest level. I just had to look at it. If $2,200 is the fucking cheapest, I had to look at the highest.
What's the highest?
The highest that I found through StubHub.com, and I checked a couple different sites.
For the Super Bowl.
And it was they were all
Giant Stadium. Right, MetLife Stadium.
Right sitting at the same spot.
In the freezing goddamn cold.
In the freezing cold. Well, this is actually, this seat would not be freezing cold because this is the level 3 suite seats. So, you know, your suite level, you're in enclosed. Mm-hmm. It's just for one person. One individual.
One ticket.
You go in there. You hang out with a bunch of people you ain't never met. Who knows? You have celebrities sitting there with it because these are really amazing.
You could be sitting
amazing.
Next to Jay-Z.
Somebody probably got
Jay-Z be like, yo, how'd you get a ticket in here? This thing's expensive.
All right.
These tickets were $839,320.
Whoa, hold up. What? Do you know what a comma is?
Hold the fuck up.
These things were over $750,000.
Let me see the number. You might have read it wrong.
I bet for all that money, I better be next to the goddamn referee blowing his whistle.
I better be the dude when they look under that little thing for the replay. I'm the one sitting there saying, yeah, he was out of bounds. Yeah. Hold up.
$839,000.
Oh, that's a comma.
$320. The $320 don't sound bad, but the $839,000 before that
hey, look, and that, 3 cents.
That
taxes?
Basically, your seat for 4 hours could give homes to about 16 families. So 16? Think about that, motherfucker.
$100,000 for one ticket?
I mean, it's not living in high class, but you're getting people out of the cold.
And you can't tailgate.
Oh, you can't tailgate?
Oh, God, No.
NFL came
you're,
out.
Your $280 are get the fuck out of the car, get to the stadium right now. If you sit inside, you can drink
sit
a beer.
In the parking lot.
You can sit inside and drink a beer and eat food. You cannot get
Hold
out
on,
of your
we
car
look
and
up.
Drink or eat food. No, okay. No.
Next week we gonna look at concession prices.
Oh God, no.
I want to see what a hot dog. Yeah.
If they tie,
we gonna look up concession.
If they
prices.
Tie this into the Yankees stadium prices, you're looking at about $20-$30 for a beer.
Yankees? You mean like a Yankee varmint or a baseball Yankee? What's that song again?
What was it?
The Yankee. Bieber did his song last week. I have no idea. He's too drunk to even say it again.
No, I'm good.
Like anyway. The Mason Dixon line Yankee or?
Yeah.
No, I got him stumped.
Yeah, he was stumped, man.
You said $839,000.
$839,000.
It's the most expensive ticket going on StubHub right now.
It's actually on StubHub.
Oh, yeah, you can look it up right now. During the break, we can look this up.
I should put a bid on it. Is that the sell price or the bid price?
That's the buy price.
Fuck. God damn. $839. Even if I had it, I would be like, shit. Am I getting a hand job?
$820.
Am I fucking a cheerleader at halftime? God darn.
Do I get a fresh maid with double D's and a fat ass?
Am I getting a fucking suit made out of gold? I mean, fucking Jesus 14 Christ. Karat gold, and I get to take it home.
You know how many suits that is? Now that you mentioned suit, that you know how many suits that is?
I'm gonna say 839,000.
Man, I should be able to do the coin toss and call four plays.
Yeah,
I should be able to hide the goddamn ball.
I should get the fucking trophy after the fucking end of the game for that much money.
I should be kicking extra points. That's all I'm saying for $839,000.
I should be introducing the fucking new champion.
It's players. It's players on the team.
That don't make that money.
It's a guy on special teams busting his ass
for $200,000 a year.
Who do you think selling his fucking ticket?
Who do you think the snapper? What does he get? The dude that hold the ball for the kicker?
Probably like 60.
Good Lord.
$60,000, $75,000 a year.
I should be running out getting a tee and running back off. Doing a flip.
Bullshit. I should be on the field for that price.
I should be in uniform like, yo, coach, We winning by 60 points, man. Put Throw me in.
Yeah. Put me in, Cap. I'm ready.
Holy shit.
All right. With that bombshell, we're going to go. We're going to take a break.
Hey, let me say this. Can I say one thing real quick?
Go ahead, sir.
Quick breaking news. Captain and Tennille are getting divorced.
Oh, God. As I said to Keith, I didn't know Captain and Tennille were actually still married. I mean, I thought ever.
You know, I tried to set up a quick joke.
He threw me off so fucking much. I didn't know they were still fucking alive.
Am I too young to know who the hell they are?
No.
They've been around forever. Look, yeah, you're way too young. Here's what I said.
I'm too young to know them alive.
Before Jordan went on breaks, I looked and I was like, wow, Captain and Tennille getting a divorce. He goes, wow, Captain and Tennille are married? No, he said Captain and Tennille still alive.
Still alive.
And then he went, oh, well, right.
So we'll be back in a couple of...
You were killing with the smarties earlier.
Yeah, so yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break.
I turned dumb, didn't I?
Wait, you already used that, fucker.
I'm using it again, motherfucker.
All right, your star is about to burst. All right.
No comedians ever use the same joke in the same...
All right, we'll be right back right after this. Love these breaks, man, because
we can just start back up and toast it up.
People don't realize, wait, I gotta take a shot, take a drink real quick. People don't realize, okay, we are live in a bar. This is like, unlike, you know, let me just say that we don't have celebrity guests yet. We don't have celebrity guests. We don't have big named stars on our show. It's two guys. We're actually live in a bar. And one thing, I didn't mention this earlier, if you would like to be a part of this, if you're in the Philadelphia, Delaware, Maryland area, we're in Middletown, Delaware, you'd like to be a part of Bar Talk, come down to Tom Fullery's, okay? We record live every week, every Wednesday. We do this every Wednesday. You can email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK1@yahoo.com. Email us. Give us cheers, jeers, show topics, any input you have, fan mail. I mean, we have Black Chris here. He comes in. We just had Sarah on today. Amanda Posey has a segment next week. We're going to have, what is it? Why do y'all do that? And this is a woman's perspective asking guys what we want. We got Slick Ben in the building. We have all kinds of people. We have all of our regulars here. They're all regular bar people who are here. And so just email us. Tell us your favorite, your non-favorite. Of course, tell us how you feel about Beamer and DJ K. Beamer's in a love hunt. Love hunt. Am I right, Beamer?
I mean, I'm in single hunt. So, yes, I'm singly looking for that special woman. That just wants to spend some time with me.
Real quick, when I said he's in a love hunt, he forgot that we're recording. You can't see. He did the shy guy look. Like, I'd be the guy saying, there's my friend over there. And then he would give you that little shy look, finger to the mouth. He's doing it now. He can't see it.
I mean, girl, I'm just who I am. I mean, I'm flawed just like everybody else.
Okay, wait.
Anyway, if you know any women that might go with that.
Let me set this up real quick. All right, real quick. Okay, real smooth. You got 5 seconds just to say, hey, ladies, hit me up. You know, like you see on a little commercial. Real quick. Okay, ready? Go.
I mean, if you want to talk to me, you want to get to know me better, just hit us up at bartalk1 at yahoo.com. I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to get to know you a little bit better. I mean, I'm not saying that... I'm saying I'm willing and open to talking and discovering a new world that might be possible with you. All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Beamer, laying it down. Woo! All right.
All right, so anyway...
I'm not wet, but hey, maybe one of y'all are. Okay, so
What you got, B, man?
All right, so I'm just going to come up with some weird fucking current event shit.
Hold on. Look at Slick Ben. He look like Mushmouth. Oh, the Cosby Kids got his hat down. Oh, you need two holes in your hat.
And he's not going to cut it because it's a really comfortable hat. I got the same one. Right.
We anyway. Got Slick Ben. Slick Ben, you got. We can't say your name. You got to make some kind of sound or something. Just say what's up or...
What's going on, people? How you doing?
All right, there we go. Hey. See, you are regular, man. Slick Ben, you're, I mean, you've been on before, so...
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
All right. So, Keith, I want to... This is just a couple quick little stories that I saw, you know, on a computer, on quick the shit. Internet.
News breaks.
Yes.
This is a Beamer one, news break.
One was of the stupidest man in America. Okay. This motherfucking idiot, he went and he had it posted from the Freeland, PA police, saying that he was...
Freeland. I know exactly where that is.
Okay. He was wanted by the police for an assault for a few other misdemeanors that they had tied into it, but he had a wanted picture.
Can I say one thing? Freeland is not far from Whitehaven. You know how I know it? Because my car broke down in Whitehaven, and I pushed my car to Freeland. Oh, all right.
And it's nowhere near Blue Balls. Right?
No. Or Bird in Hand.
Or Intercourse.
All right. All right, go ahead.
But he felt a lot more free in Freeland. Anyway, so this guy went, and the police, they went and they posted on Facebook a picture of him saying that he is wanted.
Right, okay. On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Okay.
So then he went and he put on there, basically bragged that he wouldn't be caught. It was like, LOL, you ain't gonna get me, you fuckers.
Okay, let me say something real quick. Remember, I brought up a story, and I said about a guy who had some tickets stolen from him, and And the first thing I said was, he was selling them on Craigslist, and you said, wait a minute, this story's going to end in a bad way, which is true. As soon as you said...
Well, you did mention Craigslist. So
right,
yeah.
But now you're saying criminal and Facebook. Right off the bat, I know this is not going to end well.
He decided to go and post instantly on Facebook a picture of himself with the quote that came from the Freeland police, and then saying, LOL... oh shit, go fuck yourself. Basically, you know, he basically, he told off the police. They caught him 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yes, he was, what are the words I'm saying? At home. I mean, he thought he was on the lam because he was fucking a lam. But, I mean, you know, I don't know if he was actually fucking a lam, but maybe he was just, you know, sitting.
But yeah, they can track your IP address. Yeah.
This guy is what we call the idiot of the fucking week, which unfortunately, they're. Could have been more, and I just decided just to keep
going. Idiot of the Week. I like that. Yes. That could be a recurring thing.
That could be a recurring thing, right, unfortunately. The idiot but of I, don't the know, week. I don't know if I want to go and think of so many fucking idiots that are out there.
Trust me, all the kids who are snorting Smarties, they're the idiots of the week. Honorable mentions compared to this guy.
No. No. If you go and you post, haha, you ain't going to catch me, fuck you, and you get caught in your hometown, you know, you're pretty much a fucking...
Okay, does he have a name? Can we throw his name up?
I did not get his name because I wanted to keep the innocent, and okay. guilty.
The Freeland guy who posted himself, you are the idiot of the week.
Or remind you on Facebook that everybody's posted it, you are a fucking moron. Anyway, so, you know, that is what it is. The second idiot of the week.
Breaking news.
This wasn't going to be set up as an idiot of the week and another idiot of the week. But,
moron.
This is just called the what asshole. This is actually the what the fuck is wrong with you of the week. And it's a story of...
Okay, we got too many segments. Idiot of the week. No, what the fuck of the week. No. All right.
This is just what the fuck.
All right.
All right, so this is in, I gotta get the exact town. It was from the Green Bay Press Gazette, and this is in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Like the Cheeseheads?
Cheeseheads.
Okay, yeah, that's a what the fuck of the week. What the fuck is up with Cheeseheads?
I will read you the headline from it. Suspected a drunk driver doesn't notice the cyclist he hit in his windshield and drives home.
Wait a minute. I've seen him. Wait, real quick. There was a movie. Was it a movie?
Yeah, so with Mira Serena. The chick in the windshield. The chick from American Pie and the skinny one.
Wasn't there, but
it was a chick from American Pie and American Dream.
Why do white people do that? I went down a store. I was talking to Joe. What's his last name? Joe.
Mira Savani.
Wait. The person was halfway. This happened for real.
This happened for real. But I know what movie you're talking about. It was with Mira.
It was halfway in the windshield.
It was with Mira Savani.
This was true. Halfway in the windshield, and the person died.
No, this one was not actually like that. Would you like to find out more of this story?
You know what? Yes, I would like to find out
you
more.
You would like to find out more of this story.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam alaikum, brother.
All right, I guess we just turned Muslim on this show.
Bieber just goes, all right, well, I'll see you later. Black Chris is leaving the building.
All right, so
taxi service.
Hit Black Chris up at bartalk1yahoo.com.
So this the cyclist, bicyclist.
Okay,
Stephen Gobe, he was actually going, and he was it was the end of the night. He was finishing up delivering the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Oh,
conveniently,
the paper boy.
He was a paper delivery man.
Oh, okay, he wasn't riding a bike. He's the guy that throws the paper in the car.
He was riding a bicycle.
How old is this guy?
He looks like he's a good fucking 50-something years old.
He probably lives at home with mom. He's delivering papers on a bicycle.
You know what?
In 2013 or 14.
I don't disagree with you at the same time, Keith. I've got family that actually does that out in Wisconsin.
In a car.
I mean, out in Indiana.
On the bike?
No,
that's what I'm saying. The adults use a car. They make good money.
I mean, it's only January. It's not like Wisconsin is cold.
He's riding a bike in January?
This just happened the other day. So anyway, so what the story was is that this resident was riding home on his bicycle after delivering editions of the Lakeshore Chronicle. I'm sorry, I had the wrong newspaper. On the way, and as of now, unnamed driver struck him in a way that caused Gove to get stuck in the car's windshield.
Hold on, say it again.
So basically, the guy was driving. He's riding his bike on the side of the road, pedaling real fast. You know, and he had a little cart behind him with the papers where they were and all that. And some guy went and just clipped him, just hit him with fucking the front right side of the car. He popped into the fucking windshield.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, that's horrible, but that's fine.
Did he, like, roll off, or was he, like, stuck with his legs sticking out?
Gove never lost consciousness, nor did he seem to lose his cool when it was all of a sudden he was stuck in the stranger's car windshield.
What, was his ass sticking into
it? His ass was in there. The only thing that was out was his knees and his feet.
Okay.
And, you know, like, he was partially hanging in there.
Okay, no, yeah, I just want to get my visual straight. Was he face first?
I figured his ass went in first because this is what happened.
So
I figured his ass is sort of like hanging out onto the hood of the car is what I picture in my mind because they don't give a full description of this.
All right, let me hear.
But it says everything was in the car except for my knees and feet. So he went completely through.
Oh, so his ass was like on the steering wheel.
No. His ass was like over the top of the passenger seat.
In the guy's face.
Like. No, in the passenger seat.
Oh. Okay, I got it now.
The guy was like, I turned into a taxi cab. No. But this is the funny thing about it. I turned to him and said, hello, I'm the guy you hit on the bicycle. I had no idea at all why he wasn't acknowledging me.
Talk about playing some shit
So
off,
basically, man. The guy went and drove home, and it was not a short.
He drove him home.
He drove home.
No, he didn't drive him home. The guy drove
himself home.
Okay.
He gets home. At this point in time, Gove has managed to work himself completely into the passenger seat of a sedan.
I got you. So he was literally
inside sedan fucking passenger.
He worked himself in, so now he's sitting in like he was a passenger the whole time.
I mean, you wouldn't notice that one of your windows is open in Green Bay at this time of year, would you?
No. Or your windshield was completely smashed in with denim fucking stuck to it.
And where's the bicycle at?
Well, it was on the side of the road because the dude fucking hit it. Wow. The driver started, and now the driver got home. back to his house.
Okay.
Not responding, not reacting at all to the guy who was just laying in his passenger seat. The driver started to lock up his car when he finally noticed Gove. He was outside of his car at his house. He had managed to climb all the way into the car. Gove recalled to this news company that he saw me sitting in the car and he said, "Who are you? What are you doing in there?" I said, "I'm the guy you hit on a bicycle. I went through your windshield." Gove got out of the car and walked away.
That's it?
Despite the ordeal, he's only had some scratches. The driver suffered a more severe cut on his hand.
Did he get a new bike?
Police arrived and arrested the driver. He has since posted bail and no charges have been filed yet. How the fuck do you hit somebody? He slides in through the fucking windshield. You don't notice that he's in there, and you do not get charged with anything.
He was white.
So was Gove.
Exactly.
So much for share the road.
If the black guy got hit,
Keith, look at the car.
Him up. I see
it. Dude, the windshield is completely smashed in.
Yeah.
That's Gove's ass. Right. Gove's ass windshield, you know.
Okay, without even knowing that, there was two white people involved. Trust me, if one of the two was black, somebody would have got an eye. Somebody would have been fucked up.
Oh, that cop.
If the black guy was driving, he would have fucked him up, even though he hit him saying, "Motherfucker, look what your ass did to my windshield." He'd have been fucked up.
But just remember, this was in Wisconsin, so the likelihood of
that the black guy was riding a bike and got hit, he would have been like, "Motherfucker, yeah, you fucked up my Schwinn."
The black guy could have been playing for the Packers. All right, and after that racist joke.
Bartalk1@yahoo.com. And do a hashtag fuck Beamer up. Okay.
In Beamer's defense, Darren Sharper was just arrested.
So. I didn't want to pull out the obvious, but thank you, Ben, for doing that.
Wait a minute. It was the bike rider's fault. He did a Lambo leap right to his car.
He was like, "Oh shit, we won." And then he landed into the car.
Share the road does not apply in all states.
Exactly. All right, well. That's
hold on.
Snowplows don't cover the bike lanes.
There is one actually. One more thing that, and I won't go in. I won't put in names, and I won't say anything.
Okay, we gotta wrap it up.
This is wrapping it up.
Let me say this. Can I say something real quick?
I just
break the monotony real quick. We can end with this. All right, real quick. I just want to say, I love yoga pants still.
Yes, so do I.
Yoga pants, you're always in my heart.
You know what I love
more? You're always in my mind.
You know what I love more than yoga pants? Women in yoga pants.
Women in yoga pants. You know what I love more than women in yoga pants? Women in yoga pants shorts.
My mind just got blown. I was like, what? Yoga pants shorts, they exist?
Yoga pants shorts.
Confucius say, yoga pants not best thing on earth. Yoga pants next to best thing on earth.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So real quick, I don't want to give up names. I don't.
All right.
I did see this story a couple of times this week, and it was in Penfield, New York. Mm-hmm. And this is a serious thing. It was this 8-year-old kid. His name was Tyler. He was fourth grader. You know, he was spending time with his grandfather and family in his grandfather's trailer. And you know, a fire started. And unfortunately, there was, you know, Tyler ended up saving six of his relatives. Two of them were younger children, 3-4 years old. Wow. He got people. I mean, he went through the house. He woke people up. He got them out of the house.
How old is he?
He was 8 years old.
Wow.
He went back in for the 7th time. And unfortunately, he was going back for his uncle, who it was a handicapped uncle. I'm not exactly sure of the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they found him next to his bed.
Wow.
So, I mean, we joke, we enjoy, we love. Fucking, this is why we get to appreciate going and doing this show. This little kid right here, he's going to get people on Facebook say, I like this. No. You know what? Fuck, yeah. I like this.
Yeah, I don't like the
look. This kid, he's a hero to me. And he's a hero to a lot of people. And if my words, if our voices have anything to do with the heavens above or anything else that could possibly contain, you know, make sense to this fucking whole existence we have, this kid deserves more respect and more love than a lot of people that we never met and have met. I mean, this kid gave his life at 8 years old to save, you know, 6 out of 9 people, and one of those being him. Tyler, I'm going to give you a bar talk fucking cheers, and I'm sorry you weren't able to drink with us, brother, because you deserve to. You're a hero to us all.
All right. And with that, we're going to say thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can download us free on iTunes. If you're on an Android phone or on your computer, you can go to podomatic.com and you can download our episodes from there. Become a subscriber. Nope. Again, it's free on both Podomatic and on iTunes. And you can download all our episodes. And
make sure to hit us up, BarTalk.
Yes, BarTalk1 at yahoo.com. Email us, cheers, jeers, suggestions, show topics, anything you want to say.
Pictures of what's going on, girls. How you doing?
Pictures of yoga pants. Big shout out to our guest today, Sarah.
Big shout out to you, baby.
Black Chris, Slick Man. And again, I'm DJ K.
I'm Beamer.
And thank you for listening to Bar Talk.
Hold on. Leng Zhang, Zayong, Ma'aslam, and cheers.
Peace. Bye.